recording again. Oh, no, I'm recording again. So I want to hear the whistling ones and stuff as well, because some of them didn't.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, can you do that again? So funny.
Nice question.
What do you think? I am Robo Thespian. I can do film impressions. I'm sorry, my brain doesn't know the answer to that.
What else can we do? And now he's lifting his things up like he's Muscle Man. And his eyes.
You videoed any of this, Dad?
I'm doing it now.
Oh.
I can make some sounds.
Have you got the whistling one?
Noises.
Yeah, the noises, the snoring.
Oh, reactions
and
could be.
Oh, reactions, oh, maybe. Blue cheeks.
And he's got pound signs in his eyes now. And the eyes lit up.
The camera's it for the eyes so you can see a picture.
What's he doing now?
Pretending to play guitar.
His fingers are like playing with keys, swing.
Oh wow.
You know, like
it sort of sounded
keys.
Like it was in time as well, didn't it? It was like
what is he playing, piano?
Oh, I've no idea.
The ring finger and pinky and the middle finger for the strings, and then plucking is the fingers, index, middle and ring and pinky.
Mm. Oh, that was a bit of fun. Can you do the whistling one before we go? I love that.
Are you ready?
Yeah. What does he?
It's like lost in space.
Warning! Warning! Danger! Will Robinson! Warning! Warning!
That's from
Danger!
A film.
Will Robinson!
About film impressions.
Oh, wait a minute, this is for Noel.
I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling now. Happy again. I'm laughing in a cloud so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love.
Oh, and he's got heart shapes in his hand.
This one will be the most fun to watch.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. With songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song each year.
Who keeps farting?
You just said that on audio.
You men were just playing around. The mule, he just doesn't get it. Of course, if you were all to apologize.
Stop it. Wait till it finishes.
I don't think it's nice you laugh.
I haven't seen it, no.
See, my mule don't like people laughing. Gets a crazy idea you're laughing at him. Now, if you apologize like I know you're going, I might convince him that you really didn't mean it.
doing that with his fingers for like a gun.
What other? Psycho, Casablanca, The Wizard of Oz, Star Wars 1, 2, Silence of the Lambs, Taxi Driver, Lost in Space or Alien? Oh, I don't know. You pick one.
Wizard of Oz?
Okay.
How did you ever get like this? Well, about a year ago, I was chopping that tree when suddenly began to move. And right in the middle of a chop, I rested soft. Well, you're perfect now. Perfect? Bang on my chest if you think of it. Go ahead. Bang on it. Beautiful. Right an eagle. It's empty.
He's waving to the robots, everybody.
That's funny.
That's good, wasn't it?
Yeah. What was that?
No.
Oh.
This is program a drum kit. Virtually.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I don't think you can do that anymore. It's gone.
Oh.
It's supposed to be on.
Oh. Oh, here we are. Explore the grey ring to locate the drums.
How did you do that? Oh.
Robot is in here with a stick.
Oh, and
you've got
and play
a drum kit, you know, flat pads.
Yeah, and it can play them.
Oh. Astronaut.
Pardon?
Astronaut.
Astronaut.
Your next target is the progress resupply. We will be trapped. What in the future? Possible to travel further into space, like other forms
Welcome
of travel,
to the International Space Station.
Oh, International Space Station.
A science object in orbit 350 kilometers above the Earth.
Oh, you can sit down.
Move the joystick to choose an option.
Oops.
Enjoy a tour or take a challenge.
Right will present you with a challenge.
Should we do the tour?
Welcome on board the tour of the International Space Station. We will take you on a journey around the space station to find out what astronauts do on board. Hold on to your seat. Here we go.
Start. Don't do that.
It's a funny noise. Have you just stopped it?
No, it's just pictures at the moment.
Oh.
We're in space. It's floating in space at the moment. And there's sound for some reason. Just going on the space station. It's a funny thing, it's not much good for you, is it?
Well, no.
What happens if we speed it up? Oh.
Welcome to the International Space Station, a science laboratory in orbit 350 kilometres above the Earth.
It's a bit of a waste of time, this one.
Move the joystick.
Without
the
options.
Left.
Yes, it's not doing anything to feel like. On a space station.
It orbits the Earth. How often do you think it goes around the space station?
Oh, I don't know.
Every 90 minutes it
really?
Goes around the Earth. It includes laboratories and living space for a small team of astronauts.
As fast as it takes to get from us to you.
Yeah.
They are growing peas.
Peas?
Peas, yeah.
Why?
And just as an experiment to see how they grow in space.
Mm.
And what happens is they don't grow upright, of course.
Somebody is having a haircut.
There's no gravity.
So somebody gives the other person, one astronaut gives the other a haircut, and they're vacuuming the hair up so that it doesn't make a mess. So
because otherwise it would go everywhere, yeah.
So he vacuums it up. And then they share a meal, and there's tomatoes floating in space. A glove box. Do you know what a glove box is?
Like what you get in a car, you mean?
No, it's like a cube where you have a test, carrying a test. and then you put your hand in it. It's a bit like sometimes in hospitals. Mm. So this would be in a huge rubber glove.
Yeah.
So that your hands don't go and contaminate the atmosphere inside the cube.
Oh, right.
Test cubicle.
No contamination.
Oh,
but
right.
You can still manipulate whatever's happening inside.
Oh, right.
And there's a muscle activity. So they have sensors watching what the muscle...
Oh, what they must... Because they're in space and stuff and no
yeah.
gravity.
Why do you wear a spacesuit, Fiona?
Lots of reasons.
Because conditions in space are very hostile. Without a spacesuit, you'd be unconscious in 15 seconds.
Gosh.
Your skin would expand, your body would spasm, and your mouth would freeze.
Ooh.
You'd be exposed to harmful radiation hit by particles of rock. What's it like to wear a spacesuit? Spacesuits are bulky, made of stiff materials, and are difficult to move in. On a spacewalk, the suits are pressurized to protect the astronaut from the vacuum of space. It feels like you are floating inside a rigid shell. Astronauts are trained to do spacewalks in special underwater laboratories. There's a picture of a model of one there.
I don't think I'd fancy going into space. Yeah? All right.
Will we ever travel to other worlds? Could I travel into space? How does space travel affect our bodies and our minds? Could we ever live on another planet? Shall we do how it affects our bodies?
Okay. Can't really hear it. No, can't hear it.
All those kids next door.
There's too many kids.
Yeah, take the kids away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Create an alien. Test it in the lab.
Alien life is not likely to be as complex as life on Earth. Most scientists believe that life on other planets will be microbial. Simple life forms like bacteria. The chance of finding intelligent life elsewhere in the universe is much less likely. Are aliens on Earth already? Yes, I'm an alien.
I was going to say, I know what aliens like, because yes. My mum's one.
Outer space is a very hostile place, but there are very hostile places on Earth too, in volcanoes, the depths of oceans, and lakes deep beneath frozen ice sheets. Scientists have discovered new life forms in these hostile environments that could give clues to life in space. Stuart's...
creating an alien. This is going to...
Mm. Where the eyes are. If the eyes are on stilts above your head.
It's just doing
or
a picture of it.
Or eight eyes in your face.
Eight eyes?
Yeah.
That's quite funny.
What's on? It's a five... So we've got half an hour. Search for aliens. What are the chances of finding an alien? How will we find aliens? What if we find aliens? What happens if we find aliens?
Go on then.
I think there'll be profound implications discovering extraterrestrial life, even if they are only microbes on Mars, because that one simple observation.
Is he a scientist or something?
Yes, Dr. Ian Crawford from Birkbeck University.
Evolved from somewhere else, and therefore life in the galaxy, the universe as a whole, is likely to be extremely common. It's one of those.
And this Ian Stevens from the University of Birmingham.
It could make us very sort of scared and paranoid and worry about sort of alien invasion or alien domination, or it could engender a real spirit of adventure to go out and understand.
Now, what's that?
I don't know, what is that?
Weird rocks, found salts, like Epsom salt in the soil. The rovers, you know, Mars rovers?
Yeah, oh, that's from space, is it?
And discovered tiny berries of grey mineral called hematite.
Oh, yeah.
These all suggest, can you lift it?
No, it's stuck down, which you can understand because...
These all suggest that water may have once existed on Mars, but... that this water dried up long ago.
Hmm.
Oh, and here's a here's a little miniature landscape of Mars with lots of rocks, and it's all sort of like red sand, reddish sand, with a Mars rover that Stuart made. Stuart, your Mars rover is very much... Ooh,
what have I done?
Watch the rover start.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Huh? See if Mum can make it work.
Watch rover, results. Select the, it's supposed to move here. Press the button, start button to begin. Yeah. The Mars rover ship. Medium.
The rover's broken.
First, choose your mission. It did something. Turn left. Forward. Turn right.
Well, this is just a dad next. Sort of thing, isn't it? Controlling things with...
Press next when you've finished. Magnets, select your tool to photograph the rock. Camera.
Wow, they're noisy, those kids, aren't they?
For a hot topic, new player. It's supposed to have done something. Go to the
pointer.
Hot topic.
So this is the pointer that shows up.
Go to the send home. No results.
Oh dear. Oh, it says there are large prints and braille signs around the museum related to key information about lifts, stairs, toilets and exits. Nothing that interesting then.
Send it home. What's the tip if you would to join Think Tank's mailing list? Planetarium. This is the exit of the planetarium.
I thought it was one of the...
Take a photograph now, you need to get the road. Use the arrow buttons to plan the route.
I'm gonna go with that, I think, see what he's up to. Because that's real complicated. I'll go with you.
Do you watch the planetarium or not?
We can do. What time is it now?
That's 30 minutes, so we
don't want to sit in. Is
Wait.
It? Oh, has she done it?
No. Mission failed.
He's done it again.
It was actually moving.
Yeah. Not for very long.
Martin's got more perseverance than me.
Yeah.
Give up.
Hey, should we go to the lift? We've got 20 minutes for the next.
Yeah.
How soon do you think we need to go in the planetarium?
Okay. Is that usually full or is that not full?
Okay. See if it's an exciting futuristic lift.
Yeah. We're going down.
Oh yes, there is.
What does that say?
Three, yeah.
This is here.
Yeah, I was reading with this hand.
Down, stop right.
Oh, God.
Lift. Oh, it talks as well. It's dark.
It's
yeah, where are the buttons?
Are we going to zero?
Okay.
Please mind the doors.
Guide dogs welcome. Water available. No, we've got windows all the way around here.
Oh, whee!
Let's see where we're going. Down.
Oh, the light's changing.
Oh, there's the old-fashioned one. We've got history now.
Level zero.
It's zero. It's very posh, isn't it? Hello.
Doors are opening.
So, cafe and vending area, power up, making things, move it. What do you want to do? Making
well,
things?
Have a cup of tea and then go into the thing.
Should we have a cup of tea?
Can do, yeah.
Just have a cup of tea.
I'll have coffee, but anyway, yeah.
Oh, whatever. Oh, it's closed.
Oh. We're not then.
It's got vending machines.
I don't really want anything from that.
See what kind of vending machines. Look at this old car here. This is the Star Benz motor car.
Mm.
Star Cycle Company of Wolverhampton was once Britain's first car manufacturer. Star built this car in 1898 using a design board from Benz. That's the front wheel.
Oh yeah.
And these are the springs. So when it goes over a bumpy ride.
Oh, it's like suspension.
These two close up and bounce up.
Oh.
And that's, I think that's a brake of some sort. Something out of the vending machine. Silly. This is what lights look like.
Oh, they're huge.
So you have like paraffin in there with a wick.
Mm.
This is the white one, the clear window. And then you've got a red there at the back.
Ooh.
This is like a chimney so that the fumes can go at the top. And then this is where they would, this is like a bonnet.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then the wheel, the steering wheel was like that with a knob on, so it was a flat
one
with a knob that was like that, a handle, and you turn it round like that.
Oh.
And this is the back wheel. You see it's got spokes.
Yeah, like a bike.
And there's a huge chain.
And they're not rubber, are they?
Like a bicycle chain.
Yeah.
Really big. Just
wow.
Have some crisps.
Yeah.
You've only got wooden brake pads, it's a bit wood there, rubbed against the tyre.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
So what's that, Stuart? What's this then? Just
step up, get on it. See,
there you go. Where the steps here,
though? Yeah, see that step there?
Yeah.
That's for the person at the front's on.
Oh, you can sit on the front, because this is also where you get in.
That's the passengers, but you have a servant in the front.
This is where you sit, and the steering wheel is at the top of the
big pole. Can't reach that.
You had a servant in front of you to check the road's clearance.
Oh, yeah, no.
So it won't follow roads then.
Tell me what this is.
Oh, a bike pedal.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very old bike.
This is what you hold on to.
Yeah.
This is the pedal bar.
Oh.
So that's where you sit.
Yeah.
That's the handlebar. And this is how big the wheel is. Have you got a free hand?
Yeah, hang on. I need to put this down somewhere.
So this is one end of the front wheel.
Yeah, that's big.
That's the other end of the front wheel.
Yeah.
And then you've got a tiny back wheel.
Oh, that is tiny. Yeah.
So the back wheel goes all the way up to behind the seat.
Mm.
The seat is more nearly halfway over the big wheel at the front.
Wow.
Penny farthing, not very safe. There's a lovely old train. A tram.
Oh, wow.
So this is the front of the tram, the light. Just the window and the driver It's got a spiral staircase that you're not allowed to go on it.
Oh, it's a shame.
Please do not touch.
Oh well, we just did.
And this is the bell. What's that? It
doesn't work.
Train. Stamp your trail card, or you stamp your trail.
Oh. Here is steep. I can hear trains and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something here.
Where's Stuart gone?
Yeah.
There's a train moved. By 1850, Birmingham goods were sent all over the world. The goods were taken to Britain for support by steam train, wagon, and canal boat. Your job is to move the goods from Birmingham to Liverpool. You have a complete journey. You have to complete the journey on time, so choose carefully and watch for hazards. You want to sit down, and then you can choose what you want.
Well, you can do it.
So you want to sit down and run?
No, you do it.
So next. So they can go by steam train, wagon or canal boat. So it's going from Birmingham to Liverpool. So type your name. Funds, that's not right. there's something wrong. Oh, press go when ready. Order a menu. Choose a shipment to deliver. Glass, chocolate, steam engine? Because these were made here, or silver.
I think we should choose glass, because then if it crashes, it'll make an amazing noise.
So glass was made by F&C Osler, Birmingham. Glass. 3 tons of glass, and it's going to Chuck Ogman & Co. in Chicago, the USA. You have 48 hours to get it to the port of Liverpool, okay?
Yep.
For your goods to be shipped abroad. Now, you have to move it, and there's a map here. So there's Birmingham, there's a railway that you can see.
Yeah.
There's a canal, and there's a road.
Which one looks most direct?
Well, the road would... glass wouldn't be very good on a road.
Not really.
It would... if it went by canal, it would be the smoothest, so it wouldn't break. Because even on a train, it might jerk and things.
That's true, but it might be too slow on the canal.
It would, yeah, it might be. 28, how many hours? 48?
Yeah.
Let's go by rail, shall we?
Let's try it, just see what happens. It'll make the best noise.
Stop to mend the train. 5 hours delay. Oh no. Touch the box to continue. 2 hours. Oh, it's 4 or 5 hours now.
Oh, it's going now.
It's going. Fiona & Co. So it's choosing the next
town. Fiona & Co.
We can go to Stafford or we can go to Chester. The Stafford is a bit further. Chester is faster, so let's go.
Okay.
Next stop is Chester. Do you want to go by canal? No. Do you want to go by canal? Why do we want to go to canal? Oh, well, let's go by canal then.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going quite quick. So it's now 8 hours. Four hours delay.
Oh dear.
So it's 8:05, so 4 hours is 12:05. So the clock is ticking away. Find moorings for the night. Oh no. Delay 8 hours. So that's 20 hours. Oh no, we've only got 8 hours left, Fiona.
Oh dear.
This is Fiona & Co. delivering glass.
Chester,
no, Liverpool.
Chester
24,
next.
25 hours.
Oh. We're going to miss the boat, aren't we?
Yes.
We're nearly at Chester.
I don't know, we've got 48 hours, so maybe we're not.
Busy traffic.
5 hours delay.
Oh, again.
So now we're 23 hours.